The darkness cannot stand the truth, cannot stand the light. And in today's gospel, we have this scene in which the light of Christ, is presented before the world. And those who are attracted to the light, to the good, they desire that good. But those who are in darkness, who do evil, they are repulsed by this light. A division occurred in the crowd because of him. Jesus is preaching, and we hear how, you know, they are disturbed. Some are disturbed by the words he just said, but others are moved and are attracted by the words he just said. What are the words that precedes this passage? Jesus says, "Come to me, all who thirst, and I will give you drink. I will give you rest." As the scripture said, out of his heart shall come rivers of living water. And this is what divides the crowd. Jesus is saying he will provide for us. Whatever you thirst for, he is the only one who can satisfy it. You know, as St. Augustine said, "You have made us, O Lord, and my heart is restless until it rests in you." But others, they thirst for themselves. They thirst for their own will. Because if you want what you are satisfied with, paradoxically, you cannot find it within yourself. You can only be satisfied in your Creator. You can only be satisfied with what God has to offer you. But those who do not want to be satisfied, they choose their own will. And so this is why the crowd is divided. Jesus, you know, in the rest of the gospel points out, "I did not come to bring peace to the world, but a sword of division." And this is what he means, that ultimately you have to choose. And we see at the end of this gospel, "Then each went to his own house." It's the great words of Joshua in the book of Joshua. His reply is, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." What will be your response when put to the question? When put to the question based on the decisions you have to make, whether it's in the workplace or even for those Christians in persecutions today where they are really put to the test, do you serve the Lord Jesus? Because depending upon your answer, it could cost you your life. But yet, as we see in the martyrs throughout church history, they are okay with that because their thirst is satisfied. They know Jesus is the only one who can satisfy him. The Pharisees and the chief priests had sent the temple police, the guards, to arrest Jesus, and even they are moved by Jesus. No one has ever spoken like this man. And then what are the chief priests and the Pharisees' response? They just begin to belittle these guards. You know, "Have you also been deceived, you fools?" They ridicule the crowd who wishes to follow Jesus. And then Nicodemus, who's one of the Pharisees, who earlier in the Gospel of John sees Jesus at night and is intrigued by Jesus, he starts to speak up and says, "You know, does our law condemn a man before it first hears him and finds out what he's doing?" You know, kind of our American rule that we are innocent until proven guilty. And the Pharisees ridicule him too. There's this kind of mob mentality that we don't want to find out the truth. Just shut up, and follow us. Jesus is divisive because he is that sacrificial lamb which conquers the darkness. And so we are not fighting powers and principalities of this world, but of a higher realm. The evil one is always stirring up division. And Jesus, though, conquers that division, conquers that darkness by being the sacrificial lamb, which Jeremiah foreshadows in our first reading. A trusting lamb led to a slaughter. And yet, if we wish to follow Jesus, what does he say? He does not just take away our cross. He says, if you wish to follow me, pick up your cross and follow me daily. That is why Jesus is so divisive, because if we wish to follow him, we unite ourselves to him. And he was on the cross. And not many of us, no one really desires the cross. I remember when I was back in high school, a priest picked up the crucifix and then flipped it over to the other side and said, "The other side of the cross, that's for you." Jesus is on that cross, pouring out his heart for us. Again, out of his heart shall flow rivers of living water. Jesus is on that cross, fully vulnerable, fully giving of himself. And yet, what is the response of those before him? They just insult him. They spit upon him. They wound him. And yet, what is Jesus' continual response? To just pour out that river of living water. And so out of his heart, when he dies, comes out blood and water. And this is what gives life to the world. This is what satisfies us. And we get a foreshadow of it in the sacraments, in the baptism, confession, and the Eucharist, which is all represented there in that blood and water which comes out of the cross. If you are thirsty, seek the Lord. Jesus is the only one who can satisfy our hearts. And we pray for those that do not want to be with the Lord, that are hurting the Lord's sacred heart. We pray for their conversion, just as the Blessed Virgin Mary did, knowing that she was at the foot of the cross, not just there to comfort and console our Lord, but she was there praying for the conversion. And sure enough, there were those who were converted, like the centurion and others. Our Lady is a powerful means then. She is there with us at our cross, and she is there with us praying for those who are not with the Lord, so that in the end, we can all be one with God. As Joshua said, "As for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord."
Are you a Marian helper? Join our Spiritual Benefit Society and start sharing in the graces of all the daily masses, prayers, and good works of Marian priests and brothers all over the world. Sign up is free and easy. Simply visit micprayers.org. That's micprayers.org. Thank you, and God bless you. Please follow or subscribe to this podcast to receive the latest episodes and updates. If you have been blessed by this podcast, I invite you to leave a review. Reviews greatly improve our podcast ranking and will help spread this podcast to other people throughout the world. Are you enjoying this podcast? I invite you to listen to more shows brought to you by the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Join us daily for enriching spiritual content which will help you on your journey with Jesus Christ. Simply visit DivineMercyPlus.org for a complete list of our shows. That's DivineMercyPlus.org. Are you a Marian helper? Join our Spiritual Benefit Society and start sharing in the graces of all the daily masses, prayers, and good works of Marian priests and brothers all over the world. Sign up is free and easy. Simply visit micprayers.org. That's micprayers.org. Thank you, and God bless you.